This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The House Agriculture Committee has begun debate on the Farm Bill. That's kicking off a partisan battle over the legislative package that oversees agriculture and food programs across the country. Democratic Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo says she's torn because it doesn't bring agriculture producers and anti-hunger advocates together.
By pitting agricultural groups against hunger and nutrition groups, farmers against the families that they feed, including their own, this bill has fractured the very coalition that past years have shown is necessary to pass a farm bill.
The Republican chair of the committee pointed out the farm bill does include several Democratic priorities, including some of Caraveo's. But Caraveo has deep reservations about cuts to food programs and conservation efforts. The U.S. Air Force Academy is inviting the public to campus tomorrow morning. People will gather to place flags on veteran graves ahead of Memorial Day. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Academy staff will provide 1,500 flags as part of the annual commemoration, weather permitting. Academy graduates, personnel, and certain eligible family members are buried at the site, with a few exceptions. Participating veterans are not required to be in uniform. Those interested don't need to RSVP and are asked to meet at the memorial wall. The event starts at 9:45 a.m. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
And here's something most of us knew already was going to happen. Denver Nuggets player Nikola Jokic has been named to the All-NBA team. The team recognizes the best players from across the league at the end of the year. Jokic also won Most Valuable Player honors this year for the third time in 4 years and led the Nuggets to the second round of the NBA playoffs. The team was defeated by the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.